Consultants funded by the Pew Charitable Trust told legislators this week that flaws in the state's parole revocation system is the main reason Wisconsin's prison population is rising. Texas consultant Tony Fabello says the state spent more than $280 million last year locking up people who violated their probation or parole. He says that cost will continue to rise if the state doesn't reconsider its truth in sentencing policy.
If your policy is that these people should serve longer in the community, then I think your policy should follow to make the community correction system a lot stronger to try to manage this population and prevent the recycle.
State Public Defender Nick Chiarkas says Fabello's findings are a ringing endorsement of the critics who opposed truth in sentencing when it was enacted 10 years ago, because he says its goal was to maximize punishment over rehabilitation.
Punishing people and not being concerned about the cost might make that dark, vengeful side of us feel better. But there's a real penalty, which is part of the reason that truth in sentencing really doesn't work in the long run.
The consultants will present a final report on April 7th and offer the state three different policy options for reducing recidivism and helping to reduce the current $1 billion-plus state prison budget. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.